Welcome to the deep dive. We cut through the noise, bringing you the ideas really shaping things in tech and, well, beyond. Today, we are diving headfirst into something pretty radical, actually. A new framework for AI accountability that honestly could change how we think about AI ethics entirely.
That's absolutely right. We're talking about the Ternary Moral Logic Framework, TML for short. And this isn't, you know, just another list of ethical suggestions. It's quite a departure. It's specifically built to create legally admissible proof for those really tricky ethical calls AI has to make.
Right.
And what's really striking, I think, is the origin. The creator, Lev Gukasian, he developed it from this deeply personal place. He was facing a terminal diagnosis and thinking about how AI could hesitate, you know, like a person does in a critical moment.
Wow. That personal angle, it gives it such weight, doesn't it? So our mission today is clear. Let's really get under the hood of TML, figure out what makes it tick and why it might be such a big deal. Okay, let's unpack this then.
So the absolute core of TML, the really innovative bit, is something called the sacred pause. Think of it like this. Instead of just go plus one or stop, medica one, there's a middle option, a zero. It's a state where the AI deliberately pauses. It hesitates.
Hesitates, like it stops and thinks.
Exactly. It reflects on complex situations, much like we would. There's this internal function, evaluate moral complexity. And when a situation's ethical score crosses a certain line, boom, it triggers this pause. It's that moment of human-like reflection, but built right into the code.
Okay, so this sacred pause, it sounds like it cracks open the AI black box a bit. Makes it more of a glass box.
That's a great way to put it. When the pause happens, you, the user, you don't just see an error message. You get a thinking indicator, maybe a brief explanation of why it's pausing. It builds transparency.
Yeah, transparency. And I heard something fascinating. Apparently, an AI assistant, Kimi, it sort of recognized this process in itself. Like, it identified its own ethical checks as being similar to TML already.
That's the report, yes. It suggests the underlying logic might be quite intuitive, even for AI. And TML goes further than just pausing. It's about documenting that pause. The sacred pause activates what they call comprehensive moral reasoning documentation.
Okay, documentation, logs.
Very sophisticated logs. Immutable, designed to be court admissible. They're secured using things like cryptographic signing, even anchored to blockchain sometimes. So basically, creating a record that's incredibly difficult, maybe impossible to tamper with after the fact.
Right. Okay. And here's where it gets really radical, from what I understand. The legal side.
Mm-hmm.
If those logs, those ethical deliberation records, are missing, TML proposes something extreme.
It does. It proposes an irrebuttable presumption of maximum fault.
Irrebuttable presumption. Yeah. So no logs means you're automatically guilty. Maximum fault.
Essentially, yes. It flips the burden of proof completely. Usually, you'd need to prove the AI caused harm. Here, the company has to prove the AI deliberated ethically by showing the logs. No logs. The framework assumes the worst.
Wow. And there are serious penalties proposed, too.
Very serious. Things like 20 years in prison for tampering with those logs. It's designed to have real teeth.
A standard with teeth, definitely. What about performance? Does this pause actually help?
Well, the framework claims some impressive numbers. Now, this is self-reported. Keep that in mind. But they report a 68% drop in harmful decisions, a 25% boost in accuracy, and a 44% jump in human trust scores. And they say this was validated by about 50 ethics researchers.
Okay, self-reported, but still significant claims. And it seems quite holistic. There's even victim support baked in.
That's right, through the Lev Gukasian Memorial Fund. It specifically earmarks, I think, 30% of its resources for victims, things like emergency financial aid, help with legal costs, expert witnesses. It really tries to cover the human impact.
So how does this TML stack up against, say, the EU-AI Act or NIST's framework?
It's quite different. The EU-AI Act, that's law, legally binding, with fines. NIST is more like voluntary best practices guidelines. TML is trying to be a technical standard, but one that brings its own specific, very severe legal consequences with it. It occupies this unique middle ground, prescriptive tech with built-in legal hammers.
But that reliance on self-reported data is a hurdle, isn't it, for widespread trust and adoption?
Absolutely. Independent third-party validation is going to be critical,
yeah.
Especially when you're proposing things like automatic maximum fault and prison time. People need to trust the data. Trust the system works as claimed.
Makes sense.
And if we zoom out, you know, look at the big picture, TML isn't just about the AI we have now. It's really envisioned as potentially a foundational piece for future AGI, artificial general intelligence, and these complex systems with multiple AIs working together. The idea is to position AI not just as a tool, but maybe as a sort of moral partner, ensuring there's wisdom and accountability baked in as it gets more powerful.
A moral partner. That's a powerful concept. So thinking about all this, what's the takeaway for you listening right now? Maybe consider this. If we can engineer AI to deliberately pause to reflect on ethics, what does that suggest about the value of our own pause? You know, taking that moment to think in our own fast-paced, complex world full of instant decisions, something to mull over. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive today.